Thank you for calling Viber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, my name is Karen Barlow, and I'm a new customer for ArchTap. And when they installed it, they gave me like a passcode, right? With a whole bunch of numbers and that. And I want to change it, but I don't know how to do it. It's like, if I go under ArchTap Fiber, like I can, let me put this way, I can get into my account. I set up a, you know, an email and my account so that I can view like my bill and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when I, to join a network for like my phone and my tablet and that, I have a password, but I want to change it because it's one that they gave me. And they said to keep it for 24 hours at least, and then I could change it. How do
okay.
I go about it?
So we're talking about the password. Make sure I have this correct. We're talking about for when you connect to your Wi-Fi connection, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that's going.
When I'm connecting to, would you say like Wi-Fi? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Are you talking about the Wi-Fi connection at home?
Yes. I think that's what it would be.
Okay, so that would be different than if you were going to archtopfiber.com.
Right, exactly. So archtopfiber.com, that has my email on it. And then I put a password in there. They gave me a password. I think it was 123 ABCD or something like that.
And then you had to change it.
Right, that I was able to change. What I can't change is ArchTap Fiber. Like, in other words, if I went on, like, my phone, like, I to go on my phone, like, Wi-Fi, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on it, and it says auto-join, that's, and I have a password, and it's showing the password, but I don't know how to change it. I thought if I just hit on it, it would allow me to change it, but it doesn't.
Okay, let me go ahead and take a look at your account. This full first last name.
What? I'm sorry, but my phone is like, what did you say?
Oh, no, that's okay. I do apologize. I was wondering, in order for me to get into your account, could you provide me with the spelling of your first and last name, please?
Okay. So should I give you my husband's name, which is that the account under, or my name?
Definitely the one that the account is under, please.
Okay. My husband's name is Anthony, the first name, and then the last name is Bartolotta, Bartolotta.
Thank you so much for that. Okay, and I've got it here. Can you verify the service address just to make sure I have the right person?
Oh, he's outside mowing the grass, so I need him to do that. All right, then I'll have to call
you
back.
No. I was asking you to verify the address.
The address. 40 Kalina Drive in Saugerties. I'm sorry. I have this phone, and it's terrible, but if I get on my cell phone, I'm not going to be able to do that.
Understandable.
You know? I'm
yeah,
that,
no, that's understandable.
I'm not that tech savvy, but this phone is like, it's a house phone, but it's awful.
I don't blame you, and thank you so much for verifying that. Also, just in the event that we do get disconnected, what is the best phone number for me to call you?
845-246-4155.
Okay, perfect.
That's my home phone, then I can work on my cell. Like, I got my cell, my husband's cell, and our tablet. And I think the rest of the stuff will just go under my email, right? I don't know. I'll try either one.
No worries.
The guy,
let me just take a look here.
He made it sound so easy. Do you know Isaiah Catholic? Does he work for you? He just is like, here, just do this, this, this. I wish they were in my neighborhood. I would ask one of them to come in and just show me. I'm sure they would know
absolutely
how to.
Okay.
But they're not here today.
So the best way to go ahead and change the password for the network ID, you can also change the network ID as well to customize it to your own liking would be to go through the HomePass app. Do you have access to that?
Where is that, though?
So you would download it on your cell phone.
What's the name of that hometown? I'll try to do that. So what is it?
HomePass.
HomePass? Okay.
Yes, all
and
one word.
And then what I do?
And then you would download that from, I'm
is
not
that
sure
an
if
app?
You have. It is.
Okay. Yeah, and then try it through there.
I do see that Anthony does have the mobile app on his phone already.
All right. Well, I must have it on mine, too. Or you think it's on, you think it was just on his? Let me get his phone. He's outside my one. I appreciate this because.
Oh, of course.
Like, the number they gave me, and what it is like I would just keep that for my us, it'd be no problem. But, you know, everybody that comes in the house, my daughters, my grandkids, are all going to like, I can't get on.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely.
And
yeah, I simplified
be, and that
mine
number
too.
Number is just like crazy.
So oh,
of you
course.
You see the app on here, HomePass?
Yes, mm-hmm. It'll look like a ring that is made up of all kinds of lines.
A ring.
Kind of like a hexagon.
Hexagon. Oh, I see it. I got it. Okay. Then how do I sign in? What do I do with that?
So you would tap in. Mm-hmm. You would tap on that app.
Yeah.
It should bring you to open up the app, and it might automatically sign you in just because.
Well, it's saying enter my email, so I should do that.
Yes, so I would definitely see how Anthony set it up.
Uh-huh.
And then if he's got the password for it, because it would have asked him for a password to create the account.
Oh, I don't know if he... All right, maybe they did. All right, so let's see. What do I put? Next or done?
Next.
And access your account, so I'll put done. Next. Well, maybe that's where he put. Open an email... app, what is it? Link to a department to tap on to link into email. He doesn't have email, so let me look under mine. That's probably where it is. Oh, God.
Yeah, because I do see that it was signed in on the 8th.
Right, right. Okay.
And
here,
that would
see,
be the way to.
Say, signing in is a snap. Okay. So. Hi, now sign in. Here is your magic link. Check below to sign in. Your magic link right here. So, email via. Open it because the address is invalid. Oh, God. ATDRMSN.com. What address did he put down?
Oh. Actually, I can help out with that. Bear with me.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So it's the other one. What other email does he have?
What other email? No, that's the only one. It's not Yahoo, right? I don't know.
No, it's definitely an MSN.
All right. Would it be... April 26th, is that it?
No.
All right, then what one would it be? That long one that they did?
No. What email do you normally have for him?
What is what? Say it again, I'm sorry.
What email address do you normally use for him?
Yeah, we usually use msn.com, atbar@msn.com. I wonder I can't do it. He put in a password, which is my normal thing when I open my email. It's like
mm-hmm.
April 26th, but you're telling me it's not that?
Well, I wouldn't know what the password is, but I do know that it is the correct email address, atbart.
Is that the correct email address at msn.com?
Yeah, correct, yes.
Yeah. So... But then the only other one was he gave me those big long, because the address is invalid, it says. So why would that be invalid?
I don't think that it's invalid. Maybe the wrong password was typed in.
Well, they're saying it's the wrong email. Safari cannot open the page because the address is invalid.
Oh, that's because the web address would be invalid, not the email address.
Well, what does that mean? I don't know what I'm doing here. This
so when you clicked on the link, it may have been a broken link. So I would retry clicking on that link, see if maybe it opens okay. properly.
Let me see. All right, here's home. You know what? His is different than mine. Even though he doesn't have email, it's like it says ADAPT, primary password. I don't know what that is, though. Can I open it and see? You can't tell. How do I get into that OneNote room one? All right, so mine is different than his. I have an Arch 5, and they got primary password. I have no idea what it is because I can't see it.
Does it show that there are devices connected?
Arch 5 room, internet speed, most active device, Apple iPhone 13. That's his.
Yes, so then you should be already into the account. Do you see where it might say the SSID?
SSID.
Or your network name?
Arch Top Fiber, no, Internet. Isn't that the network? Arch.
So it would say Arch Top Fiber 3507.
His doesn't say that, but mine does because it's like, oh, Jesus, I can't believe the phones are different. See, mine will say when I tap in to that Bloom or whatever, I can't open it. But mine is, the account is ArchTap Fiber. Yeah. Oh, what am I going to do about this now?
Do you see where the profile would be? Like where the little head might be?
Where
it would say
be?
Account.
The account. Oh. I don't know. Oh,
okay,
God.
Hold on one moment. No
See,
worries.
The problem is, I think we've got two ArchTab Fiber home PS. How do I get into that?
That's no worries. I'm going to walk you through it, okay?
See, I don't have that on my phone. On my phone.
Okay. So when you're logged in.
Logged into what? Should I go into like my account or no?
So yes, on the main screen, you would be able to see where like your profile is on the top right.
Okay, well, let me go, let me get into, all right, let me open that, go. You want me to sign in then?
Yes, so if you're able to sign into the Home Pass,
I don't
definitely
have home,
sign in.
I don't
in.
Have Home Pass, I don't know where that is.
That's the app that we were just discussing.
Oh, well, I don't have it, all right, see, why would he just put it on one phone and not both? I guess because the account is in my husband's name. Yeah. I'm trying to get in here, so you're going to have to be patient with me.
Oh, no worries. I'm here.
To log in, prepare, oh my God, whatever. I probably just, it's like, I can't. I must have did something wrong here. I don't have that home pass.
If you go to the App Store or your Google Play Store, depending on whether you have Android or iPhone.
I have an iPhone.
Okay.
Let me go to App
so,
Store.
Yes, the App Store. That's where you're going to want to search for home pass. And then I would speak with your husband regarding the password to get into the Home Pass app. That way you both have the same password and we don't reset
he's
it
out,
without
he's
his.
He's outside mowing the grass, so I don't really. Well, if I could get it hooked up on his. Here's the App Store. Let me just see.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it for now?
Home Pass. HOMEPASS. All one word.
Yeah. How do I get it, though? Oh, my God.
You would click on the magnifying glass where it says search on the bottom right.
Oh, okay. I never use this. All right. Home Pass.
Correct.
Oh, I see Home Pass Bloom. Should I just say, here's Home Pass.
Correct.
That's the one get. All right. I should have had him do my phone. Oh, Apple ID. Oh, God. Now I got to go and look all this up. Oh. All right. Hold on a minute. This is why it's like I love the technology, but I can't do it. And my husband's even worse. And this guy was into it. So, you know, he did it. It was like, great. You know, I was able to log into my account so I can see.
Oh, absolutely.
My bill was paid and all that kind of stuff. But I just want to change that password because it's like 9 million letters, no letters, all these numbers. And I just can't deal with that. Otherwise, I would just.
Absolutely. Yeah, I completely understand because I simplified mine. I simplified mine to something that my kids could even remember, so.
Right, exactly. Let me just see.
It's important at that point.
All right, Apple ID. Let me see. Why didn't I just get it? Install it now. All right, looks like I got it. Yeah, all right, they're doing it. So let me see if I can get his. Primary, oh, you can't. You need him to tell me what the password is, right?
Correct, yes.
Well. Let me see if I can get him. You got time that I can...
Oh, I've got plenty of time.
Let's get him. All right, hold on a minute. Can you come here? Hey! Hi, are you still there?
Oh, I'm absolutely still here.
I didn't know if I went out of range.
Nope, you're good.
Could you just, here's my husband. Can you tell him the password? She's going to tell you the password.
How am I going to remember it? It's just a word?
Tell me, yeah.
Hello, this is Anthony Bartolotta.
Hi, Anthony. So actually what we need is your wife is trying to download the HomePass app so that she can change the Wi-Fi password on the account.
Yes.
And I just wanted to make sure you both knew had like the same settings and everything. She needs help logging into the account. It would be under your email address that you have on the account, and then I'm not sure what your password is because I don't have access to that.
All right. So actually, the genius with the Wi-Fi and all that is my wife, not me. I can give you my you know, anything you ask for, I can copy it.
I mean, if necessary, I can go ahead and set the network password to whatever you would prefer.
Karen, if it's necessary, she said she would set the password for us to whatever one we prefer.
for the network configuration.
That would be fine. I'll put you on speaker now so we all can hear the same thing.
Absolutely. Did you want me to edit the network name to something customized for you as well?
Hold on. Are you there?
Yes, I'm still here. No, it's not required to be any certain amount of letters or characters.
Or numbers, it doesn't have to be anything like that?
No.
We got to put the five grandchildren. Well, that's the other thing, but let's put something different. April 26th.
Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
April 26th. April 26th is good.
Would April 26th, would that work?
I mean, it's up to you.
Just more... You know, small letters and no spaces, April 26th.
Okay. And I've got that set. So just so you are aware, it does actually have to be 8 characters long. That's a minimum.
So what is April
8th? All right, well, we'll just do something else then.
That's 7.
Okay.
That's 7.
How about the year we were born?
No. Let's see. All right, how about this? We'll leave April 26th, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. How about, let's put a capital K and a capital A after it.
Okay.
That's our anniversary. So,
perfect. So we've got that down as lowercase April 26, capital K, capital A.
Right, yes.
All right, so that has been set. Now, just so you are aware, everything that was connected to the Wi-Fi before will have to get re-signed in.
Right, like the phone.
Yeah, like your cell phones, if you have a smart TV, if you have Alexa or Google.
Right, this is what I want to know. I don't have a smart TV, but, oh, yeah, I do.
You do.
You sign into that. All right, where do I sign it in now?
So you would press the menu button.
On what? Like
on your TV remote.
Well, I'm not on the TV. All right, that I can do, remote. And then how do I do it on my phone?
So on your phone, you would go to your settings. You would go to Wi-Fi.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me just try it so I can do it. Settings, Wi-Fi, Archtop. All right, so... Now, where's my...
If you would prefer, I can also customize your network name, if you would prefer that, instead of looking for...
Okay. So now, what's the password? It's still that other one. How do I put it in? Can I...
Nope. You would type in the new password that we just put in.
Yeah, but where? That's the problem. Like, I'm looking at this old password. I have no place to put it in. I can't exit out. That was my problem.
So you would go to your settings on your phone. You would go to Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And then does it show that it's currently connected?
Archtop Fiber, yes.
Okay, so you would tap on that.
Yes, I got it.
And it may ask you to input the password.
Oh, so now it says incorrect password. So, okay, but where? All right, now I can do it. Let me just see if it works. Join. All right. I think that's probably okay now. I'm sure it's fine now. It's my wife. I'll do it on the other thing.
Okay.
All right.
The main password for your connection. So when the kids come over, you give them that password, and they should be able to connect absolutely perfectly fine.
Yeah. All right. I got it. It's like I should be able to do it. Primary password. Yeah, it's on his. I could see it.
Perfect.
And I'm sure it's at my end, too. Yeah. All right. Then I'll change it on my other devices, like my tablet and whatever else I need it for. All right.
Perfect.
And then under the TV, remote, I have to just go under menu.
You would go under menu. You would go down to the network option, depending on whether you have LG, Samsung, TCL.
Right.
They may be a little bit different where it may say Wi-Fi or just network or internet. I know my Samsungs just say network. And then my LG may, I believe that one says connectivity. I think that's what it is.
Okay. If I can't do it, I'll call back.
But oh, absolutely. We'll be more than happy to walk you through it.
Thank you. You're all right. Really yeah, fine. Super. Thank you.
Okay.
You know what I thought I could do is I wasn't worried about it. I thought you'd just click on that other one and put a new one in, but apparently.
No worries. That's what we're here for.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. I was able to get on my account. I did that. That wasn't an issue, but getting in the Wi-Fi is different.
Absolutely. And if
we had Spectrum for, and they had everything right on the thing. You used whatever they gave you. So.
Oh yes, definitely.
I like that, but it's fine.
No, we like to give you full control.
Right. Very good. Thank you so much.
You are very, very welcome. Is there anything else that I can help you with other than the password?
Okay. No. Well, just if I can't do the TV, I'll be calling you back.
Oh, absolutely. We'll be more than happy.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. I hope you both have a wonderful rest of your week.
You too.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.